Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the first Sunday of Advent and the readings are from Cycle B.
Welcome back from Thanksgiving break. As Father Xavier said, it's good to be back after a little time. But I think a little break of routine was good. I had the opportunity to accompany 9 Stanford students as they went to serve at a pantry in Las Vegas, a food pantry, sharing food at the St. Therese Center, sharing with people affected with HIV and AIDS. And the Stanford students worked along those working at the center, sometimes those affected, those sick, and just helping out at the center. It was a great opportunity for both to help and also to grow, but it was a demanding time for the students and myself accompanying them. So it was good to have a little time of rest. But now we're back, and now final examinations loom. Right? We have a week preparation. I don't know about you, but exams cause me anxiety. We can even hear in the readings this anxiety provoked by exams. So students, you should be somewhat confident, seeing all the work you've done, all the papers, those P-sets. But still, is it enough? What do you need to do to prepare? And undergraduates aren't alone. Everyone should feel in solidarity praying for them. But also for everyone here, this time of Advent reminds us of another examination. In fact, the final examination, as Scripture says, the second coming of Christ. It's the final test. And it'll be standing in judgment before God, and it asks, will your hearts be strong? Will you be blameless in holiness before God? That sounds intimidating. Sounds scary to stand in judgment, but also sounds scary to go through examination week at Stanford. Exams can cause anxiety. But it's also a special time. It's a time to review what you've learned, to pull together all that you've done, to review all you've studied and know. Somehow the pressure even helps you synthesize and gain focus. It's the same for Advent as well. This time puts a little pressure on us, as we said, to stand before God. And for us now, we said last week, the kingdom of heaven is starting with us. It's not waiting, someday we'll stand with Jesus. It's now to start preparing to have Jesus in our heart. But we also have to acknowledge so many people in our society want a shortcut. I haven't seen final examination week at Stanford yet, but I know other universities that are known more for parties than academics, their tendency during this time, and it's an interesting correlation, the more that someone's not prepared, the more the parties go up. So this could be a great time of parties, and maybe it's a psychological thing, not wanting to face examination week, and so the parties go up. And in fact, our society does the same thing. This time, if you go to any shopping center or the radio, you hear about Christmas, wanting to celebrate and not face any preparation. You won't go in here, let's have some spiritual preparation to make Christmas a special time. Let's get down to the parties. Let's celebrate Christmas. It's starting to feel a lot like Christmas. But this is a time for Christians, for Catholics to prepare, to have Jesus born in your heart, in your life. And we can ask the same way, are we ready for that examination? Do you pray enough? Do you live as Jesus wants you to live? And how does Jesus want you to live? Let's have a little final exam review, okay? Here's the test. You might want to take notes. This will be on the test. Because St. Paul, to the letter of Thessalonians today, said, "Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all." This is going to be on the test, so I'll repeat it. May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all. So this Advent season, we must increase. It's not okay, this is as good as I'm going to get. I'm not going to do any better. No, you can grow, increase. You must increase. And love one another and all. That's a challenge. It's a challenge. Just move around outside your circle of friends. Make that circle bigger. We started the quarter saying God asks us to make that circle bigger. But sometimes when you get busy with life, you kind of retreat back. Make that circle bigger. To love one another and all. But how do you do this? How do we grow in love? Scripture would say, may the Lord make you increase. It's not something we can do on our own. And there's some consolation here that we need the Lord's help to do this. So may the Lord help you love more, to grow in love. But to do that, we need to spend time with prayer, asking the Lord for that help to grow in love. So in the Gospel of Luke presents perhaps an advanced course in love. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and stand before the Son of Man. Sometimes it feels like it's easy to love when things are going well. You have your family and friends and things are okay. But when things are difficult, just think back 2 weeks ago, the terrorist attack. Think about how we're impacted when things go wrong. Perhaps we had that homily to inspire us that even in the difficulties, that's when we're invited to love even more. But when we see people as our enemies, are we able to love? It's not easy in trying situations. But perhaps you'll let me share a story of meeting a group of refugees. Got to meet a group of refugees that fled Iraq just recently. I know an Iraqi priest. He was a seminarian with me and other Dominicans. So this Chaldean priest, Father Andy, he hosted a whole group of young people, high school students and college students, just fleeing Iraq. And he brought them to the Bay Area to have a place to get away and spiritually have a little refreshment. And so he brought me and he wanted me to meet them and show them a few sites, show them our church and a little sightseeing in San Francisco. So we met him at the church and he wanted me to meet them. We got on this big bus, the big tour bus, filled with about 50 young people. And I had to say, I didn't quite know what to think of all these people that had been through so much tragedy in Iraq, how they'd feel meeting an American, the cause of all their problems. And in this bus, as I walked into the bus, Father Andy, to break the ice, said, "This is Father Emmanuel. I want you students that you know Aramaic, you know his name, Emmanuel, tell him what his name means. Let's parse out his name." And so the student said, "M means with," in Aramaic, means with. "Manu" means what? With us, or human beings, with us. "El," what does El mean? It means God. Emmanuel, God with us. He hearing this connection with the students and broke the ice, and we started sharing. I showed them a place to go so we could overlook the Golden Gate Bridge, and it was up in the Berkeley Hills, this kind of famous place everyone congregates in the evening in Berkeley at the Rose Garden. So here we are in Berkeley. All the students gathered around. The priest kind of led people right as the sun setting. He said, let's pray all together. Let's pray evening prayer in Aramaic. All these people gathered for sunset from Berkeley. And these students, these young people praying. I think this is what gave them the power to, even in the midst of their tragedy of their lives, to be loving. They prayed and they led people in prayer, praying evening prayer, so beautiful in Aramaic, to pray the Psalms of the evening prayer and that prayer that Jesus taught us, the Our Father. They prayed in Jesus' own words. And it was so beautiful in Berkeley. People gathered around from there. They didn't even know perhaps what was going on in this language. Perhaps it sounded a little magical to everyone in Berkeley. They didn't even think that maybe they should object to this being prayed in public space. It was so powerful to share their prayers and what helps them grow in love. This is our invitation in Advent, to grow in prayer, to grow in love for one another. This is our invitation for 4 weeks of Advent, to make this time of a spiritual preparation, time to grow in prayer every day. Let's not leave our house, our room, without praying, to ask God to bless our day, to be with us throughout this day. And before we go to bed, every day of this Advent season, before we go to bed, let's say our prayers like we want to do, right? We want to say our prayers, ask God for forgiveness for our shortcomings for the day, for the people we didn't love properly, and thank God for those blessings in our life. To thank God, not just at Thanksgiving, but every day. Because if we pray like that, if we pray and prepare, when Christmas comes, we'll celebrate not just the birth of Jesus in a manger. We'll celebrate the birth of Jesus in your heart.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.